to a phone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning.
Oh, pretty good.
All right. Well, we have a big audience today. Zero.
Good morning.
I'm shocked.
Yep. All right. So everybody is here.
Yeah,
let's see, I would call it 9:03.
Okay.
Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I will. I'll second. That's Jean.
Pat and Jean. Reed and Jean?
Pat and Jean.
Pat and Jean.
Oh, Pat and Jean, okay.
Public comments for non-agenda items. No public, no comment.
I would like to see if we can sell the grader.
It's on here.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay, I haven't read it.
Okay. Approved minutes from regular meeting of August 14th, special meeting of September 5th, and annual meeting of members of September 18th, with the corrected date on the annual members' minutes.
Say the corrected date. Yeah, all there. What,
Jean?
I'll approve it. Jean will approve it.
And Rita is second.
Any opposed? All right. Reports of officers and directors. Does anybody have anything they want to report on?
I'm just curious, is there going to be a response to Kathy Nelson about that guy grading a new road, driveway up to his...
Yes, and I thank you for reminding me because I was going to bring that up under maintenance.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I did go and look at that.
Okay.
Some of the pictures.
Isn't that... Oh, we're not there yet.
That gets us to discussion and review of financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. Were you able to download all that stuff, Joan?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, this gives us an opportunity to give them some feedback on what they did. I haven't really gone through the numbers or anything yet, but looking at it, I mean, they've got us categories and stuff, although I think we're going to have to add a subcategory under our legal fees to cover legal fees for a certain person. But it looks like they've got, you know, most of the categories that we had originally in here, and then they've, you know, renumbered them. I'm assuming this fits the numbering that they have on some of their other ones, so it's what they're familiar with, which I don't see a problem with that. And I have not gone through to make sure that they have everything here that we're required to look at quarterly, but I'll double check on that. I got that list, so I just didn't check it yet. Let's see. We've got the bank register for Union Bank in here. And the cash receipts for Wells Fargo, and I see, you know, I used to weed out all the people's names, but you have to do that manually, and I see they just printed them. I don't think that that's a problem because it's not personally identifying information. It's just their name and lot number, which is all public record anyway. It's part of the tax records, so anybody can look that up.
That's right.
So I don't see it as being an issue, as long as we don't have anything like phone numbers or addresses, mailing addresses, that kind of thing. And
all right.
It's simply just names and lot numbers, so that really doesn't hurt anything. But yeah, it used to take me about 10 minutes to weed all those out. And then they did this homeowner account summary, which is pretty much the you know, show. It does show the ones that are in arrears. So that kind of covers us on that report that we're supposed to review. And that's a long one. And then they have our bank statement in here for Wells Fargo. It should include all the bank statements, including the credit card statements for our review. So I'll mention that to them. And I'll double check with my list of required documents and make sure that they're all in there. But all accounts, we need the registers, reconciliation and statement. they seem to be focused just on you, on the Wells Fargo, and that they don't think anything else exists.
Yeah, they don't think anything else.
So I'll mention to them that they need to track all of them.
Is Payne's, is this Mountain Homeowner Account Summary, is that the same as what we just went through?
It looks like it.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Except it's their balances. The first one is all the money that came in, which is the people that paid.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it really?
The first one's cash receipts for Wells Fargo account. So that's everything that's been deposited in the Wells Fargo account.
That's why my name is not there.
Well, I'm there, but it took me a heck of a time to get my statement. They finally, I called them up the second time and asked them, can they email it to me? And they did. I don't know where it went.
I need to find out what they've got mixed up here, too, because I see here the one check register says Union Bank, but it's actually Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, they're not exactly on top of things.
They're rather fearless.
I sure as heck hope they didn't just take the Union Bank account and start putting the Wells Fargo in it, which is what it looks like to me that they did, instead of setting up a new account.
We did set up a new account.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't, is what I'm thinking.
Oh.
In QuickBooks, he didn't set up a new account.
Oh, okay.
They just started using.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They just started using the Union Bank account that we have set up in QuickBooks. He's going to have to go back and fix all that. You can't do that.
Maybe I make a note, because that's got to be fixed. That's confusing.
Well, you can't mix the two accounts. So, I'm going to have some discussions with him. He also sent the check for the property taxes, because I sent him the copies of the bills, but they put Kern County Recorder on it instead of the treasurer. So that's got to go back so that he can send us a new check. Luckily, I did it right away, and so we've got months, we got time yet before it's due. But, they're not very careful.
They're not very
efficient.
So I'll remind them that they've got to be more careful. Of course, that's why we're supposed to review everything. That's our job, is to double check their work. So.
Well, we don't expect to have to do anything.
Joan, have you heard anything about Lot 131?
Is that the drought zone place?
Yeah.
Actually, there was a gentleman that stopped here at the water district the other day asking what we knew about that place, because his sister and brother-in-law were squatting there with his mother. And he was going up there to get his mother back because, they're just using her for her Social Security check, and her mother's got the beginnings of dementia.
Oh, boy.
But that's what they were doing. They were squatting.
I wondered, because they took all the trash out of that, a lot of stuff out of the house.
Yep.
But the bear and the mountain lion have lived in those places forever.
But they were starting to squat there is what they were doing.
Oh, okay. I wondered. I thought maybe it was bought.
It was never addressed, but Dawn Fessy was going to help us on that because she researched it.
Yep.
And it still belongs to Peggy.
Yep.
And there's... The tax bill wasn't as big as I thought it would be.
No, I had a fairly long conversation with Desi, Fawn, a couple nights ago.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about that and talked about what we would do. First off, if we got it for back taxes, we actually don't have to do anything from what I've seen. You just own the property.
That's
now,
right.
If anybody wants to come after the liens, then you have to defend them. Defend your ownership. But otherwise, you can just ignore them. We're not trying to take a loan out or anything like that, so it doesn't matter. We just don't have insurable title.
So we are trying to get it?
Well, we're going to consider it. It'll probably be on the next agenda, because I'm going to get some details. And like I told her, I was also going to try and talk to Scrivener and see if the county would help us any, because it's possible they may be able to waive interest and penalties so that all we have to do is pay the taxes. Because that gives them money, and it gets it back on a paying tax roll.
Is that for both properties or just one?
Well, we can do either way.
Okay.
But that's really, something...
Either or, yeah.
Yeah, we really don't need two properties.
Well, the thing is the well goes to both properties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would have to look at it. It's something we would have to... That's why we're going to have to get more detail on it, and then we'll have to hash it out. But, and I don't have it on this agenda, but I'll put it on the next one. Make me a note right now to make sure that that's on the next agenda.
Yeah, I hadn't seen those people up there this weekend anyway, or last weekend.
Yeah.
I think he probably chased them out.
He? Who?
The gentleman that was coming up here to get his mom. Probably told him he was going to send the sheriff.
Okay, the lots 135 and 136, now they made a road
yep.
through droughts.
Yeah, and just Fawn was mentioning that we would need to do something because after 5 years then they can claim it.
That's right.
So.
But I thought they put a gate at the top, but I can't tell where the gate is. There is a gate up there, but I don't know where it is.
I have seen them go up and down that way.
And then they want to do the other one. And I'm wondering if that one doesn't go into 134.
Oh, well, it looks to me like they're just putting driveways wherever they feel like it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the 134 belongs to DeMario.
Unfortunately, they're like a lot of people out here. They, well, you know, they're in the country. They think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah. And then well, you know, I'm really confused about that particular property because there's some woman who isn't quite together, should I say, living there. And I guess it's her son's property. I thought it belonged to Diane.
The one at the top of the hill?
Pasquale.
Yeah.
Pasquale is the guy that I met, that he and his wife, and I don't remember her name, might have been Diane.
Well, I thought the one that ran the car registration place.
Yeah, it was them. That's who I talked about.
This woman is living up there now, and I tried to get her I tried to talk to her through a message, and she doesn't understand the concept of messaging, so I just gave up.
I understand she took, this is what I heard. She took off and left him there, and it's in her name. So he hasn't been able to clean up anything or do anything. This is what I hear, and I get it all from...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got it from Kathy, and so this is just what I've heard.
It's like that telephone game where I can't trust the last one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
for
I don't know, but I know there's a lot between
Peggy's property.
That one, but Flora.
Flora,
and that other one. There's a lot 134 belonging to DeMario.
Well, I thought they owned that whole...
No.
Oh, okay.
They own 135 and 136, but 134 is right between them, and Flora, I think, is 133.
I know, so, he sits out there with these binoculars.
All I know is it's another one of those creepy thingies. But so I don't know, but the Mario's, you know, we don't want them on his property.
No.
Apparently, that you know, Fawn is not very fond of them at this point. So we'll see what she's going to do too.
Again.
Yep, it sounds like it's going to be similar, but apparently she knows the people, and so she's trying to be friendly.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Fawn is supposed to be up here today, and she's supposed to. I think that she's going to talk with them.
Good.
In her travels. So we'll find out what transpires.
Okay.
I don't see any expenditures that we need to approve in this list because everything that's in there was already approved. So I really don't. I mean, the only thing that wasn't approved was them ordering checks. Of course, they got them from the most expensive place you can get them. But that's pretty much normal. I'm the cheapskate that hunts for cheap ones. But
yeah, they went in the newspaper.
They went to Deluxe Check. Actually, they got Deluxe Checks from New England Business Supply, and NEBS is not the cheapest place to buy business supplies.
They're expensive.
They're easy, but they're not the cheapest.
Yeah.
And the recorder's check is going to have to go back because it's not to the recorder. And then we've got the HOA for $2,500, or the California Association of HOA for their $2,500, and condo properties for the election. So that's all that's on there.
Oh, I lost it.
So I guess that could take us to the next item, which is road repairs, street signs, equipment purchases, other maintenance needs. And that would be a good place to discuss Kathy Nelson's issue. And I looked at the pictures that she sent, and you know, really, as long as they aren't damaging the road, I mean, we can't really tell somebody they can't put a driveway to the road, because that's what the road's for, is access to property.
If that's their property.
Well,
that's the problem. I think it's on 134.
And it may very well be. But that's, again, that wouldn't be our issue. That would be the property.
But aren't they going through our easements, our side of the road?
Well, they're going onto our road. But again, we can't really stop them from putting a driveway in, because that's the purpose of the road, is to provide access to all the properties. So if they put a driveway in, it's going onto our property. But if we didn't, then they would say, well, here's our new driveway. You need to build your road to it. You know, because we can't tell them they can't drive onto the road. That's what it's for. So I can't really see where we can stop. I mean, everybody out here put a driveway in at one point, and quite a few people have more than one driveway.
Well, I don't have an issue with the driveway if it's their driveway.
Right.
But what about the drainage ditch?
Well, it looks like there's some debris in the ditch, but I don't think it's blocking the ditch by any stretch.
I know.
And the first time it rains,
like
it's going to...
It looks like they carved right over it.
Yeah, but first time it rains, it's going to wash out all the loose dirt, and it'll be right back the way it was. But I'll drive by and take a better look at it rather than just the pictures.
Yeah.
I just haven't had a chance to get up there, but I'll drive by it and see. But I don't really think that there's much for us to deal with. What I would tell her, and what I'll respond to her, is just let her know that, you know, that's what the roads are for, is for access to each property. But that if she doesn't like the driveway, she can talk to code compliance and see if there's anything in the zoning that would keep them from doing multiple driveways. There's nothing that I know of, but
I don't blame them for not.
It may at least bring it to people's attention that they can't just do whatever they want if the code enforcement talks to them.
I thought that easement was only for the water company.
No, there's a utility easement for any utilities, but besides that, the road is our property. But the purpose of the roads is for access to all the properties. So, you know, again, it's pretty much anybody can put a driveway to it, because that's what it's for. It's to access properties. At least that would be my opinion.
I don't remember which board it was. I'm sure it was Carl's. They were having a cow over the cement driveway up there on... I can't remember the name of the road. It's up at the top.
I don't remember. I was in my road up at the top.
It's not a road. It's a cement. He extended the cement driveway actually out under the road.
That's Jane.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it does stick out into the road. It doesn't block anything, so that's why we talked about years ago, we need to actually survey and mark the roads so that people know exactly where the road begins and ends, and then we can start telling people they need to move things.
Yeah, it was Carl, because I remember him saying he wanted to make them cut that little bit of cement that was on the road.
But again, we don't know exactly where the road is, because we don't have it. You know, we'd have to survey it. We can't tell somebody they have to move something if we don't know for sure where our line is.
And it's not in the area that people travel.
Right.
Right.
And I never felt it was worth, in my opinion, it wasn't worth spending the money on surveying just to tell somebody, you know, to piss off a member to tell them they have to cut their concrete and remove
it. 5 feet.
Well, that takes us back to 134 and 35 with their fences.
Yep, yep. Sure does. And they haven't blocked our access. You know, if we ever do go through there and widen the road, then we'll have to tell them that they have to move it.
Right.
You know, but again, and that one we could actually survey, because we know where the marks are. We could get out there and mark it ourselves and show them exactly where the line is. So, but again,
it's a losing battle, because look at all the equestrian trails that just disappeared.
Yep. Yeah, and that's where, you know, when we have extra money someday, we need to survey all that and mark it so that everybody can see where those things are. You know, you got to go through every 20 or 30 feet and put in stakes. And
well, some of them are behind fences now because people have actually put, I know I'm pastor, people have put fences.
Right.
I mean, the equestrian trails don't exist over there anymore.
No, and that's where, again, we would have to go through and survey and mark them and tell people you need to remove your fence.
Yep.
And they're not going to be happy about it, but
nope.
But again, we have to mark it first because we have to know where exactly the lines are so we can tell them here's where your fence has to end.
Right.
Yeah, I know. But and that's, it's not just in 3312. It's all over this mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody, I know people that know damn well where their property lines are because it was marked, and they still build their fence out into the road easements.
Yeah.
Just because they want every inch of land they can get.
Right.
You know, and my God, you got enough acres, you can't live with that. You know, but everybody wants more than their share.
Yep.
So... yeah, so that's one of the things that we'll someday hopefully have to address is to get everything surveyed, marked, and then we can go through and start clearing the equestrian easements, you know, if that's where the people want their money spent.
Right.
We don't have that many horse people, so they probably don't want to spend their money doing that.
Not anymore, yeah.
You don't see. Yeah, they don't have that many horses now.
Well, no, because, well, Fran and Angel used to ride those trails.
Yeah.
And they actually surveyed the roads, the trails for us for a while. What was I going to ask you? It must not be important.
Well, we haven't done a whole lot with roads, and we still can't. We need some rain before we can do much of anything. You know, and we'll get to this on the next. Well, actually, we'll combine this with 9 anyway. Discussion and possible action on the continued use of volunteer labor, contractors, etc.
Before we jump ahead,
yeah.
I wanted to ask about that sign. Were you able to go up there and check that sign?
I drove by it the other day. Looks like somebody probably has bought that property or owns that property, and they just painted up an old real estate sign and put it up there like a lot of people do on, you know, in front of their property. They didn't put their name, they just painted a sign.
Yeah, but isn't it like in the road easement?
Most people's are. Most people's address signs, all that. They put them in the roads. So, I mean, if we were going to try and tell people they couldn't do that, we'd have to tell everybody they got to take their signs down.
Well, as far as I know, Bedell wasn't even interested in selling.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're the ones that put the sign up.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've dealt with him and his family, and I really doubt it. You know, the county came in and cleaned that lot off, and of course, he had to pay for it.
Yeah. Unless it went through a tax sale or something, we didn't see it. Because if they did, you know, if the county cleaned it off and put it on his tax bill, if he didn't pay it, then the county would take, you know, eventually put it up for tax sale.
Yeah.
So it's possible it changed hands. The only thing we could do, I guess we could send him a letter and ask him if that's his sign. But to me, it's such a small sign that it wasn't worth, it's not worth the postage.
Well, I come from suspicious minds, and to me, mushrooms indicate something not healthy.
Possibly, but some.
And even my son, when he drove up here the other day, he goes, "Oh my God, there's going to be a rave up here." I said, "I don't know where."
Well, that would be a
so
whole
I'm
different.
I'm just very suspicious. You
yeah.
know, I just it's
that,
weird.
Well, that would be a whole different issue, and that's an issue that we could, you know, as property owners out here we could deal with, because that would be a sheriff and code enforcement issue at that point.
Yeah.
Which that kind of gets me to another topic that's not on the agenda either, that, you know, I just wanted to make everybody aware of, and that's with all of the people that have been squatting and setting up camps and everything out here, not just in 3312, but all over. And then Fawn was also mentioning all the pot farms, and I just wanted to put a bug in everybody's ear and see if we want to try and work with maybe the volunteer council to get a public meeting together to see if people out here want to try and do anything about stopping it, like turn it code enforcement out here.
That'd be a good idea.
Well, I thought they had busted the big ones.
Yeah,
nope,
two.
Just two that I know of. Possibly a third one from the way Fawn was talking, but I'm not aware of that one. But I know of two that they did. The others, they never came. They never came back and did anything with.
And now's the time to do it for the
harvest. Well, no, now they're done.
Are they all harvested?
They've all harvested.
Because I know a few days, Last week, I had the wind was blowing from the southeast. I asked, because I was telling Pat, I said, it smelled like a skunk. I thought somebody had skunks out here.
We do have skunks out here.
Well, I thought, well, maybe there was a skunk that, you know, the dog scared or something.
Yeah.
And I said, but they didn't smell, and I couldn't figure it out.
No, they harvested.
Yeah, that's probably what it
was. Last week.
Okay.
And then Pat told us, oh, I'll learn something new every day. It took me 80 years to figure it out, right?
But,
unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I was going to mention it to the Volunteer Council as well and see if they wanted to get involved and maybe have a public meeting to try and see if people want to try and band together and do something. And
do something in some of these.
Well, I think we should, because there's so many factors that people don't stop to think of.
Yeah.
And that's like, not only is it illegally grown, but what are they putting in our ground that goes into our water?
Lots
you know
of chemicals.
Not following
yes.
code, and they're putting all kinds of chemicals.
Yep.
And they're probably killing off all kinds of little wildlife.
Yes, they are. Guaranteed. They're putting out all kinds of stuff to kill the rabbits and even the deer because they eat the plants. You bet.
So it is a big issue.
Yes, it is.
Such and Scragner needs to get his ass out here.
There's a huge pollution issue as well as the wildlife issue. They also cut down trees and plants and stuff to make room for it all. And it's all code compliance issues. So they can act on them, but somebody has to complain before they'll act.
Right.
That's the whole problem. And the same thing.
I think that sounds like a good idea. We should, join forces. And I mean, enough people are complaining that maybe we could get people to come.
Right.
And it's not an individual calling code.
And along with it, too, is we need to, you know, what about all the people that are setting up travel trailers? No sewer, you know.
Yeah,
nothing,
right.
And that's what I've been thinking about.
You know, because these trailers don't move once they're here. So, and you know that they're not dumping it into a tank and hauling it to town. And I don't see very many pump trucks coming out here to clean them out. So we know what they're doing. You know.
Yeah, it looks like Road Warrior Camp over there by the water company.
Oh, I know. And the worst part is code enforcement's been out here on those, and they're still there.
Really?
Yep. So... again, it takes complaints to keep code enforcement on it.
Well, that's just it. One complaint's not going to do it.
Right.
We need to have a bunch of people complain, and we need to start complaining to the powers that be.
And Scrivener is aware, and he is responsive when it comes to things like that, because I was talking to him about something totally off different, and this was months ago, and I mentioned that, we were starting to get a lot of these places popping up out here where people were setting up travel trailers, and he said, that we needed to let him know, and he would get, that we can do something about that, inferring that he would make sure the code enforcement put some effort into it.
Yeah, I don't know how many.
Well, then we need to contact him again.
Yep, but we need to see if we can get enough people to say, these people would like you to do something. And I think that would make a huge difference.
Right.
Well, maybe sign a petition.
And again, we could give multiple complaints. We could give multiple complaints to code enforcement, too, and that way we would get it on their radar.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll work on that.
There's a list where all they are.
Yeah.
I'll work on that and see if they want to sponsor a meeting. That way we could maybe get some people to show up and see what we can do. And of course,
for something like that, people will show up, especially the pot farms.
Yeah, we just got to, that's what I was going to say. We may have to be careful because we may have a war going on here with the two different sides.
Yeah.
The ones that are camping and the ones that are trying to get rid of them. So, at least we can get the conversation started.
Right.
You know, and some of these people set up nice places, but again...
But they're not legal.
Well, exactly. And if Kern County is going to allow it because of the housing crisis, et cetera, great. Put an ordinance in place to regulate it. You know, require that they, rather than a septic system, they have a holding tank and that it's pumped monthly, you know, something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I understood you had to have utility, electric.
No, you don't have to have electric. You have to have water and you have to have sewer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Water and sewer.
Yep.
I thought it was electric, water, and sewer.
Yeah, you're not required to have electric.
We were looking at that house that's up on the hill, that round house up on the hill up there. That came with 5 acres, and they didn't have any hookup with the electric or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking at it.
Well, the sewer was bothering me because of our water.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. As far as volunteer labor and stuff, we do still have to be concerned with the COVID requirements if we have any volunteers working. So we will have to give them instruction. You know, if we get together a volunteer group, which so far we haven't been able to, but we do have to inform them of our COVID policy and all that kind of thing. And
that's,
you know,
why I haven't tried to put things together.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's extremely difficult.
That tells them the doctors are, that you're strong enough. And
well, that's another problem, because yeah, if we do use people that have a heart attack, then we get sued.
Yeah, see, so it doesn't make you want to go out and get a group of people.
No, it doesn't. Liability is, it just sucks. It's either we have to go to our own paid people, which then that brings all those issues out, or we have to hire contractors, which good luck even trying to find one.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll just keep plugging away at it. Hopefully something will fall into place.
Hopefully.
You know, whether things ease up and we go back to using volunteers, or whether we find a contractor. You know, and we may sneak out and do some things too, because, you know, if it starts getting, we start getting a little moisture in the ground, there's nothing that would, you know, keep us from taking the grader out and scraping the roads. You know, we can do these things. We just have to keep it quiet. And
the grader, we're pumping it up. We had two flat tires, both on the driver's side.
Yeah, they do go low after a while.
Well, the other two are okay, but we're pumping up the little bitty pump that I've got. It's pumping up those big old tires.
It takes a while.
But it takes a long time, but we're there a long time.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else on doing maintenance?
I don't know what I have.
Or volunteers or contractors or anything?
Well, the bulletin board is literally falling apart.
I know. And you know what, you and I have to get together for that, because I don't have a key to, and they have to open the door in order to glue that shut. I'm not even.
I don't know if glue is going to work.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of putting band on it too.
I mean, that wind, when it grabs it, it just grabs it, and it's so flimsy.
Yeah, we may want to.
We never did put a catch band on it. That's what we were going to do.
Yeah.
Unless we want to just spend the money and get a regular
new box.
Yeah, an aluminum bulletin board frame, you know, that's with a glass door on it, or plexiglass door.
That's the way to go, because this wood just dries out and splits.
Yeah, it's got to be maintained regularly. The other ones will, you know, they're made to be outdoors.
Yeah.
So we could look at something like that. I've got one here at the office that we're supposed to put up by the mailboxes here by the office one of these days.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Wasn't Bob and Cindy going to be taking care of that one?
Yep. It still hasn't happened. It's still sitting here. Yeah. But, you know, we could do the same thing, just get something like that and put it up.
Yeah.
Put it on a couple of metal poles so that they don't rot. Mm. It'd be something we don't have to do a lot of maintenance on.
I think that's the best way to do it. I make a motion we do that.
I second.
Okay, well, I'll get some pricing and stuff on what we can get, and so, you know, sizes and that kind of thing. And then on our next agenda, we can approve to the purchase, but I'll put something together for one.
Okay, so what was that?
A metal box, metal.
Okay.
An actual commercial built bulletin board.
Okay.
With a locking cover.
And who seconded it?
I did.
Pat did.
We don't really need a motion at this point anyway. I'll get everything and get the pricing and everything, and then we can approve the expenditure at the next meeting. But we can just put, we discussed a bulletin board, and we'll do some investigative work for the next meeting.
Okay. Mike made me nervous. He got up and swept. And he's getting a little old to be up on the roof doing that kind of stuff. But he got it done.
Yeah, that's what I've got to do today, too.
Coffee.
All right.
We lucked out. We got a free load of firewood from the Tehachapi Vineyard Church.
Oh.
It's available for anybody, so if you know anybody that needs wood.
I need wood.
Where is that?
Just contact the, I think it's info. I'll text it to you.
Text it to Pat. I don't need wood. Pat does.
I don't need just Pat.
Okay.
I got stuff that the guys have to cut up.
Our recorder's back on, so we'll go to Number 10, update and discussion of progress with CAHOA, assumption of duties. I think we pretty much covered that during the financials. We discussed the problems with the mistakes that they're making. The other thing that I can bring up in that would be that we got an email from Ty Brown because he had a balance still due on his, and he's questioning that. So I'm going to look at that, and I will have them respond to him on it. I think it was that they had a balance. They didn't pay the full amount.
Yeah, because she owns two lots.
Right. And I think it was short just a little bit, and so we just left the balance there and never bothered with it. We knew we'd get it this time. But he just needs an explanation because they sent the statements, you know, so obviously people are questioning. And that one's not CAHOA. That's, you know, our books. That's what we gave them. So right. We'll find out what it is, and we'll let them know. I'm going to try and direct it to where CAHOA contacts them and lets them know what it is.
Yeah.
That way, you know, that way people start getting used to calling them instead of us. And then Svetlana sent me an email also because she sent her payments, and the post office sent them back saying they were undeliverable. And it's to the correct address, and it's the address I've been using too. And mine don't come back undeliverable, so it was the post office.
Oh, to the association?
Yep.
Management? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was wondering, I didn't read that, so I was wondering what that was about.
Yeah, and that was the post office fault. So I explained that to her, and she was sending them to us, and then I'll forward them to them.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, the post office out here sucks.
Well, and that's their post office down there.
That's theirs.
That would be Upland.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it has the right zip code, everything.
That's right.
Yeah, so it went to Upland. So it's not just our post office. It's all the post offices. They're terrible.
Well, they can't get fired. They can do whatever they feel like.
And if they don't feel like processing it, they just mark it as, they just throw it in the thing. Actually, it probably is when they were processing it through the machine, it kicked out. And rather than looking at it and sorting it, they just throw it in the bin, undeliverable. Because the machine didn't read it. So, yeah, it's our wonderful government.
Well, we have to remember that our management company, this is their first time through this. We have a lot of kinks.
Now, are they going to update us with, another question. I noticed, I forwarded it to you, the cash check for Yvette's place.
Yes.
What's that about? Did they get billed again?
Apparently, so I'm going to look and see what was on QuickBooks, and then and then discuss that with them too. I've got a list of issues to go over with them so that they can get it straightened out. I knew there'd be a few, and again, like I said, the Ty Brown one—that's not their fault. That's just we just need to give him an explanation, and the post office isn't their fault. But it's these are all things we just need to make them aware of so they can deal with them. And I think I don't see any reason why they won't. But yeah, I got that other email too that you did, the one from the Tracy Jones.
Right.
So yeah, I'll discuss that with them and see what's going on, and we'll get that squared away with them too.
Are they going to start sending us updated ownership lists?
I'm going to ask them to, yes. Because we're trying to direct everything to them, and then that way they'll have to get it back to us.
Right, because I know there's been a few
changes.
New owners move in, and I haven't a clue about them.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. I was talking with Richard the other day about that, too. I explained to him the membership list was the current list, not what's in QuickBooks, because they were trying to use QuickBooks. I said, we haven't updated all the addresses in QuickBooks, and especially the version of QuickBooks that I gave them, because that was months ago.
Right.
You know, so how could we update it? It's in his office. So he was going through them all, and when we send out the annual notice along with the updates, which we've got to work on the annual statements that go out to everybody because they're due already. So we'll work on that. I sent him what we sent out last year for him to look at. I told him I was going to work on it and get the spreadsheet updated and everything so that we could put current figures in it. And get that sent out. And hopefully that'll get us some updated addresses as well. So we'll see. And it's going to be a struggle, like it's always been a struggle to keep current addresses because people don't tell us.
Right.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
But again, if I keep going back like I did with the last one, you know, I just, once a year, we just need to go through Kern County's records and verify that we've got the same address. If we don't, then we'll have to use both addresses until we find out from them which one's correct. But that's the best I can think of, is we just make sure we keep the tax address as well. At least we're doing our due diligence that way. Okay. Well, that pretty much takes care of number 10, which gets us to the number 11, which is update and discussion on election activities. And that's where I decided to park Carl. Because obviously his...
I'd say where I'd like to park.
Obviously, his complaint has to do with the fact that he didn't get elected, which
right.
is beyond our control. I mean, the only way he could have got elected is if nobody else ran. But anyway, I did put all of his posts that he had, along with emails that he has sent that I received. So all of that's in here.
Okay.
And it's all the same garbage.
All the same garbage over and over.
All the same garbage. The only new thing would be the one from yesterday, which is similar to his post on Nextdoor, where he demands that a meeting be called. Well, if you demand a meeting be called, then you need to read the bylaws and do it the way the bylaws specify. You know, it's not up to us. So, I mean, we can have a motion if we want, just to memorialize it, that we're not going to call a meeting on his demand, because we don't have to. But honestly... Apparently not. I haven't heard anything. I was thinking that we might want to give this to our attorney and let our attorney send him a letter in response.
Good but idea.
Basically, just telling him that we don't see any reason why anybody would want to resign, and that we don't need any temporary board members because we have an elected board. And I would suggest that the attorneys specify that when people were elected in their terms, because we still have the board we've always had. The new board doesn't get seated until January.
Right.
And the new board is the same board.
Yep.
Now he's threatening Richard. I mean.
Oh yeah, he did that as soon as we hired him. At first, he sent an email that he was going to have Barr investigate Richard. I laughed. That's going to do a lot of good since he's not an attorney.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, yeah. He was going to have the Bar Association go after Richard because of his illegal activities in holding the election.
Oh, my God. What was so illegal about that?
Of course, this email is a legal document, too, because he says so.
He says so.
And he's going to give it at the pretrial hearing.
That's yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think you have to bring a cause before you get a pretrial hearing. But yeah, it's just, it's the usual craziness. That's
well,
all it is.
Five years now?
Oh, yeah, most of this stuff is past any statute of limitations anyway. Even if there was a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, but I was thinking that our attorney, it'd be best to let them respond to this, and they would probably say that they'll, or in their response, they will probably say any further questions, direct them to them.
Yeah, don't bother us with this. You're trying.
Which may shut him up for a little while, too.
He needs to separate what he wants to complain
about.
Yeah,
he's got everything all together.
No, he's just, everything's all twisted up.
Yeah.
He needs to send a pinion, he needs to send a Quail Valley, and he needs to send us, not intermingle.
Well, he thinks that the association, what he's after, he wants the association to foot his legal bills to try and sue everybody under the sun. Yeah. Well, that's not our job. Right. The association doesn't fund his interests.
It's already too late.
Which is what he wants. Yeah.
When he went to that other lawyer years ago, and the lawyer asked for his payment, Carl thought we should pay it, and nobody ever okayed him to go to the lawyer.
He never even asked the board if he could go.
But he thinks the association should pay his bills.
Right. Because he's a member.
Yeah. So, And so, yeah, I think that my recommendation is that we simply give this to council and let council respond to him. I'll give him suggestions on what the response should include, like the fact that, mention that when the board was elected and for what terms, and that's why we're not going to have a special meeting and we're not going to appoint anybody because there's nobody to appoint.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just...
It is bold.
Randy, I still want to know what it is you can charm everybody out of.
I don't know. It cut off his email there because he put it in the header instead of in the...
Subject, I know.
Yeah, and it only put so much in the subject. He might have typed for another hour after that. I don't know. He's at least Carl.
You know he can charm us to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, that's Carl.
Yeah, why does he go to Friends of Neighborhood?
Well, I do see where he said you charmed Rita into a very close relationship.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. We are so close, Randy.
So close that she married somebody else.
Right. Of course I could not compete with him. Maybe it was her who charmed him.
Yeah, he's something else. I don't know what, yeah. And he's just so consumed with this that he's got it all mixed up. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He has too much time on his hands, doesn't have enough to do, he doesn't have enough. The friends that he have, I am convinced, are people who do not live here that he writes to.
Yeah.
And so he really doesn't have anybody. I know that Reese. I've talked to Reese on the phone, and Reese doesn't want much to do with him at all anymore. And that was his close friend,
Yeah, they were very close.
Yeah, they were having dinner together and stuff like that.
Well, he's crazy, so he's pushed everybody away.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Belle was the only one that responded to his next door post.
Right, and I think she was just, just venting about HOAs in general.
Right.
And I invited her to this one, to this meeting. My response, I sent her an email and invited her, come to the meeting and see what your HOA is doing. Yeah. But, that didn't help. But
yeah. Oh, no, she'd rather bitch online.
But it may have helped, too, that I did respond to her and let her know that, as far as the potholes, that was done with volunteers, no cost to the HOA. And that, yes, we haven't done a whole lot of them since because nobody, I didn't go into it with the COVID and everything, but, and I guess that's another subject I could add as a topic for our next newsletter is to mention the COVID issues again, is why we don't have volunteers, employees, all that kind of stuff, because it all falls under that.
Yeah.
All right.
Now since it started up again,
continued
or whatever you want to put it.
Oh, I know. So again, it's just, what do you do nowadays? I mean...
You can't even hire anybody.
And the lack of rain,
we
can't do anything with the roads. I know we're supposed to do something with the roads. We can't.
No.
You can't do it without water.
Well,
some of the ones that we're working with us are incapable anymore.
Yeah. Well, and trying to hire a contractor, there's a shortage of employees, so who are you going to get? Everybody's busy.
Go downtown. Is that a store or a car? I don't care what kind of business it is. Every single one of them has got hiring.
Yeah.
All of them.
Gas stations. Everywhere you go.
Yeah. Everywhere you go. I don't care how
great
you are.
Even Denny's is hiring.
Yeah. There's always somebody. You just can't have your high polluting jobs anymore. You got to take what you can get to support your families. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they're raising the prices. I mean, they're raising the rates, the hourly rates, but they're getting more money sitting home from the government. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the government wants it because they want to have us all depend upon them.
Well, do we want to have a motion to go ahead and refer this to council for response?
I'll motion that we do that.
And I'll second it. Jean and Rita.
Okay.
Or whatever Carl calls me.
Mrs. Leonard.
Any opposed?
Promiscuous? What's that word? Promiscuous?
Yeah. Promiscuous.
His spelling sure is great, isn't it? Okay, well, that gets us to discussion, possible action on disposition of motor grader.
Sell it.
I thought we went through this before.
I think we did too.
We were waiting. We were just keeping it on here until somebody makes an offer.
Yeah, well, the shooter never got back to me, but he's coming out next week
But and that okay. You know, but I'll just tell them I have it, but it's still for sale. But you know, it's. I think we need to advertise it.
If we want to try and get rid of it that bad, again, I think, you know, like I said, winter's coming. Maybe we can actually get it out here and do some road work, because I don't know.
Who's going to drive it?
Well, it would be me.
Yeah.
That's who it's going to be.
That's the only one I know that knows how to drive it.
And you have so much time on your hands.
Well, Izzy's getting better, so I'm starting to hopefully get some free time, maybe.
You really know how to drive that thing. I just can't.
And then
believe how you handle that.
The other thing would be maybe we could talk somebody else into learning, but... We'll see. Again, if somebody wants to buy it, I don't see any reason not to sell it. But I'd say if nobody comes along, the other thing I'm going to have to do, we own it. I've got to register it with the state that we own it. So I haven't done that yet because we have to report it because of emissions. So we have to report that we own it. And we have to report how many hours it's used every year and all that in perpetuity.
Zero.
So, but that's one of the things I got to do. So if we don't, and they change the rules to require them to be higher emission standards, then we won't be able to report it.
Yeah.
Because we have to show that we already own it.
It'd be nice if we could have a co-op, you know, to own it.
Yeah, because there's other people that would love to be able to use it.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we can work on that, too, and see if we can come up with something. Maybe that would be another thing the Volunteer Council might want to do.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, there's all kinds of roads that need attention.
Uh-huh. And then people could chip in,
yeah,
donate to get their roads done. Maybe. I don't know. There's different things we could look at. I mean, we're going to have to think outside the box if we want to get anything done. The other thing we're going to have to do, if we're going to hire contractors and stuff, we're going to have to start raising the rates again. Because we don't bring anywhere near enough. We couldn't even hire more than...
Who could we hire with the money we've got?
With the income we have right now, we couldn't have somebody for more than about 8 hours a week for a year. By the time we pay payroll and pay taxes and everything, that's about all we could afford. So, I mean, which isn't going to do much. And then we couldn't afford anything else. You know, everything would go to pay for the management and then for a single part-time employee. And that's pretty damn part-time.
Maybe
so, we obviously need more money, but again...
Well, the costs will go up next year.
Hopefully we'll get a little bit of rain so we get some moisture in the ground and maybe we can find time and get out here and actually at least do some work and see if we can make things look a little prettier.
A male type person.
So anyway, that...
Daniel say he can drive it?
I believe so.
Who?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, yeah. I didn't know he was still here.
Morning.
Morning.
You here for the board meeting?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, please, I got a question for one property I have. For the, I don't know who the information for the wallet.
Oh, let me get, I don't have a card on me.
I'm sorry.
This is a homeowners association meeting, but I do work for the water district. There's a number right here if you want to call. Yeah, or actually if you want to put your name and number on here.
Okay.
After the meeting, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
And I can answer your questions.
Is association on the door right here?
Huh?
Is a meeting for the...
This meeting is not the water district. This is the homeowners association up here.
Okay.
That's meeting this morning. They rent the office to have their meetings.
Oh.
Oh, I forgot your check. I'll get your check to you.
Anything else on the grader that we want to deal with?
Donkeys. All I think about is donkeys.
Okay, I'll just put that as no action, and we'll see if we come up with anything next time.
Right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I'll give you a call, and I'll help you out with whatever we can. Francisco?
I got a property right here in a fire leg of it there.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you a call in a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Or if you want to come back, and actually, we should be done here in about 5-10 minutes if you want to hang out.
I'm right here in the house. You're right in the D9. But I don't know. You know, I'm living right now, so... So you guys call me, please.
Actually, if you want to just wait a few minutes, we'll be done here shortly.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a few minutes.
All right.
All right. That gets us to 13, which is discussion and possible action on social media posts, which, again, everything's in here if anybody wants to look at it. But it's the same stuff.
I think we've done that by saying that we're going to turn it over for the...
And I'll give this to the attorneys, but I don't think there's no action we can take on this because it's a public forum. He can post whatever he wants to post.
But he can at least get an idea of what...
Yeah, but isn't he supposed to post... I mean, he's posting downright lies and untruths. He's maligning us.
Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's nothing you can do about that.
And he's harassing...
Unfortunately.
We can file a restraining order.
You can ask for one.
Isn't he in violation by naming Rita in all this of her?
I doubt it. I don't think there's anything that keeps him from saying whatever he wants to say.
He doesn't talk to me, so that's good.
Yeah, but I don't think...
putting it on public...
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, that violates your restraining order, doesn't it?
No.
I bet it does.
I bet it does, too.
Well, who would I go to find out about that?
Wherever you got your restraining order.
You would actually have to talk to an attorney about it, because, and then you'd have to go back in front of the court and say that he's violating the order.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going back to court. I'm sorry, people. I'd love to help you, but I'm busy.
Yeah, that's the only place you could go with that. You have to go back to the court and say he's violating the order.
The court is the one that issued it.
Right.
Yeah, and that means...
And then he would be held in contempt.
And he'd have to show up.
And he would have to be held in contempt. Yeah. For violating the order.
He violated the first,
that's the
first
thing,
time when he left that
the people that do these things are the ones that are protected.
That's too long ago.
That's right.
You know, the only thing that I know of is if this causes financial damage to anybody personally, then you have a claim for slander. But you have to be able to show a financial...
If you went out and you went on a loan or something...
You don't have to go just for financial. Like I said, you can get a restraining order. Or there's another, I forget what it's called, but it's where you're not asking for money.
Well, I didn't ask
for... Well, you could ask for a restraining order, but I don't think that this is not a threat. So it's not a threat to you, a physical threat to you. So what are they going to give him a restraining order for?
To stop posting untruths.
Well, yeah, but why?
But,
okay, how do you prove that they're untrue? They haven't been adjudicated.
We've got all kinds of documentation.
Yeah, but again, now you're dragging this into a big court deal. How much money do we want to spend?
No. I'm going to meet with my niece, who is an attorney. I'm going to see what she says about it.
Yeah. Just to get into court with an attorney, you know, you're talking $10,000 plus. And I don't see spending money for this. You know, we could take him to small claims court, but again, that's, you have to have financial damages. You could go in front of a judge and ask for a restraining order, but none of this has been adjudicated, so now, you know, I don't think you're going to get anywhere without going to Superior Court. But that's just my opinion. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But again, how much money do we want to spend to try and find out?
That's what he wants. I think if you just ignore it, it'll drive him nuts.
Yeah, he's the one.
He just wants the attention. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you look at social media, this is not out of line at all compared to what everybody else puts on social media.
That's right. Yeah.
And obviously, if it could be stopped, it would have already been stopped. But instead, it's encouraged.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's what social media is anymore, is this stuff.
Yeah, I can go back on that and say, Carl is a liar, but I don't want anything to do with him.
But anyway, I mean, we can do whatever anybody wants, but...
He wants the attention.
Yeah.
I just don't see where we're going to go other than just spending money.
Child. If you ignore it, eventually it stops and stuff.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what we decided on going against Jason's?
Yeah.
We decided it's not worth the money to go.
No, it's all over. It's all, you know. Even back then when we tried that, we lost.
And I don't think he's getting the response he wants because pretty much everybody's ignoring him.
Yeah. He'll keep on writing until he...
The people that make any remarks on social media...
He'll just keep
on
over and over and over again.
They know nothing.
That's right.
Well, there's only been two remarks to his postings. The one was from Val Castleman, and the other one was from, I can't remember the guy's name now, but all he said is that he would like to read what Carl has as well. You know, because again, give it to me in writing so I can read it. That's basically what that guy said. If you've got all these complaints, where are they?
Yeah.
And what he'll find out is it's just more of the same rant.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is probably what he suspects, and I doubt it if Carl's responded, but who knows? But again, I just don't see where we're going to go with it, other than throw a bunch of money at it.
I don't see putting our money onto that.
Well, it's not our money; it's the members' money.
Well, okay.
And that's why I'm so stingy about it, because it's not mine.
The HOA.
I have no problem spending my money. Just ask Lisa. But I'm very, very stingy about spending other people's money.
I don't want to throw anything at it. I just want to leave him. I just want him to get out of my life.
And if we ignore him, he will. He'll have to.
But I have ignored him all the way through.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's driving him nuts.
And the other problem we have, too, is even if we were to sue him and win, what are we going to get?
Yeah.
Because even if a judge tells him to stop it, is he going to stop?
No.
And if we try and hit him with any kind of monetary penalties, he doesn't have anything to take. Well, so...
You can put a lien on it or do something. What is it? What do you do on the property?
We can put a lien on the property.
Yeah.
But
who wants it?
And for how much could you do, you know?
Well, he's got a nice little place, but
I don't know. I'm at a loss of what to do. I mean, if you want me to ask counsel, I can ask them what their opinion is. I mean, we're going to be giving them the emails and this stuff anyway, so...
Does Jim have all this stuff?
Yeah. I don't think it would cost us much of anything for them to tell us, you know, what we can do. So if that's what we want, I mean, I can ask for their opinion.
Yeah.
Is Joan there?
You still there, Joan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Do we want to ask for their opinion?
Let's let Joan ask her whoever it was, her niece?
Yeah, her niece.
But, I mean, we're already referring the emails to counsel, and I figured I would send them this other stuff as well, just so they could see it,
and
we can just ask them to give us an opinion.
Yeah, do that.
Because they're going to look at it anyway, so it shouldn't cost much for the opinion.
Well, I make a motion, then, that we refer it to counsel for an opinion on this.
Okay.
I'll second. Pat.
Is there a way to... make a cease and desist letter?
Yeah, that would be the first step. That's what they're going to say, is we can write them a cease and desist. But
I'll pay for that personally.
But it doesn't mean anything.
No.
But that's your first step, is you tell him to quit. Because if you don't tell him to quit and you go to court, the court's going to say, well, why didn't you tell him to quit?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you would.
Yeah.
Well, then we at least need to get a cease and desist letter started.
Well, we'll see what their opinion is, but that's probably what they're going to say.
Yeah.
I'm really sick of it.
And that is a viable thing, is to send him, you know, from the attorney, a cease and desist order, and see if he does. I doubt it, because I don't think he'll care.
No, but, he won't.
But again, it might help. Anybody opposed to that? I didn't think so. Okay, well, we'll ask for their opinion, and if they want to do a cease and desist, I don't see a problem with that either. I'll tell them to go forward with it.
A little heavy threat on it.
Yeah. Do we have anything we want to add for the next agenda besides Lot 132 and 3 and to bring back up our bulletin board? Okay.
I'll make a motion we end the meeting.
Motion to adjourn. That would be about 10.
10:07, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good. 10:07. Anybody opposed? All right, next meeting's November 13th, unless something happens in the meantime.
I go home and get ready and watch the ball games.
I think we covered a lot of ground.
I must.
Thank you, everybody, for attending. And this time we got it recorded, although I have to see how to merge the two recordings before I post it. And we now have approved minutes that Carl will be able to read.
Good. I wonder why he's typing his stuff in the...
I think because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.